You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Anthony Martial to score and Manchester United to win is 5-4. Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win 33-1. On paper, Derek, should be plain sailing for Manchester United this one. Good result against Southampton, beat Ipswich at home in the Cup. Sunderland are languishing at the bottom of the Premier League table.
Well, exactly. How bad is it for their manager, Dick Advocaat? Well, he's rated more likely than Brendan Rodgers to be next Premier League manager sacked. That's how bad it is. Advocaat, anyway, it's a drink made from lawyers, isn't it? Advocaat. What kind of a name is that? I've got to go for Man United here, 1-4, 2-9, because they're going to win. I mean, how can... you might look at 12-1 Sunderland. It's not big enough, is it? It ain't big enough. You know, there have been one or two surprises this season. West Ham have been springing them every other weekend, but Sunderland ain't going to do that because they've got nothing at the back and they've got nothing up front either. Jermaine Defoe seems to have lost all kinds of confidence. How can you not back Man United here? It's a cert, isn't it? Absolute cert.
Manchester United 2-9 to win this game. They've been pretty clinical recently, Lee. Yeah. Scored with all six shots on target in the last couple of Premier League games, which is incredible. I suppose you can look at that two ways, that they're not creating that many opportunities, or they're just very, very good in front of goal at the moment.
Yeah. I think both are probably true, actually. Yeah. And that's all you need, really, isn't it? Look, they're very short, and it's hard to find any value about them. You know, 2-9. Wow, I mean, it'll go on every acca this weekend, won't it?
If you give Sunderland a goal, that's up to 2-1 if you fancy Manchester United to win and both teams to score.
I can't see that. Club Brugge scored against them, didn't they? That was an own goal. Benteke got that absolute wonder strike against them. Other than that, you know, they haven't been doing too badly, have they, defensively at home? Didn't concede against Newcastle. Obviously, they wouldn't have conceded against Ipswich and didn't concede against Tottenham either. So I'd be struggling to give Sunderland a goal other than it being a bit of a fluke. I'm going to go for my old favourite here. Given the way that Sunderland capitulates so easily, when one goal goes in, another one follows pretty sharpish. You look at the League Cup, 9, 25, 33, 36. You look at the game at Bournemouth, 4 minutes and 9 minutes. You know, once they concede, they seem unable to kind of to stop the rot, if you like. Even against Exeter in the League Cup, the previous round, they conceded two fairly quick goals, 19 and 31. So regular listeners to The Pump will know that I'm bringing it back out of retirement. It's the Manchester United to score over 1.5 first half goals. You know you love it. It hasn't really happened that many times this season already, to be fair, but I'm going to go with it again. Man United to score over 1.5 first half goals. You can back two at 16-5, just two goals in the first half of Man United at 16-5. Obviously, if you get three, you're absolutely gutted then. That's one way in to do it. Otherwise, I don't think it's on the website at the minute.
No, it's not.
1.5, but it'll be up there by the time on Saturday. Over 1.5 first half goals. It's usually around the 5-2 mark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Something like that. That's Manchester United versus Sunderland.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.